Welcome to Breakthrough Success. I'm your host, Mark Roberti, the content marketing expert, bringing you 5 new episodes every week where I and top-level guests teach you how to take your business to the next level and achieve your breakthrough. Hello, Breakthrough Success listeners. I just wanted you all to know before the episode actually starts, I've been working a little bit behind the scenes to give you something really special. So a while ago, I wrote my book, Content Marketing Secrets, which helps people create, promote, and optimize their content for growth and revenue. And I just put the finishing touches together to offer that for free to anyone who is interested. So if you want your free copy of Content Marketing Secrets, all you have to do is head over to markgoberti.com/book. Now, let's jump right into the episode. One of the essentials for any service-based business is the ability to get as many prospects as possible. But it's not just a matter of getting as many prospects as possible, it's also getting rock star prospects, getting the prospects who are going to convert at higher levels, who are going to be a lot more enjoyable to work with. So it's not just about getting prospects, it's about getting the rock star prospects. And that's going to be one of the main keys to exploding your downline, but also having a lot more downtime as well if you're able to get the right prospects and serve them in the right way. So we're going to be talking a lot about that during this episode. And today's guest, who she'll be talking a lot about this topic, she is a 7-figure business coach and co-founder of Yubly. She helps business owners review, strategize, and personalize their online presence to help build their businesses quickly and profitably. She has 8 years of experience in online marketing and lead generation, coupled along with more than 20 years of experience in network marketing. Today's guest for episode 253 of the Breakthrough Success Podcast is none other than Mariko Brilli. Mariko, it is such a pleasure to have you on the show.
Hi, Mark. Thank you. I like the intro.
Mariko, it is my pleasure. I'm really looking forward to this episode because we all know how important it is to get prospects, but getting rockstar prospects, that's something that is on the entirely next level. We're going to talk about that.
Definitely.
But, I'd like to get some background on you first before we dive into that. So I'm wondering if you could share with us like why you became a business coach in some of the early stages of that journey.
Yeah, for sure. Well, let me just say thank you for having me on your show. I'm super excited. So how I got started in coaching, a business coaching, is, you know, I've always found that no matter what kind of job career that I've had in the past, it always reverted back to coaching and teaching. So it was just one of those very natural things that came to me. And we really discovered something great when we purchased our first online lead generation company, and we kind of cracked the code on how to find ideal customers online. And we wanted to share that knowledge, share that whole system with everybody else out there that has a business online, which is almost everybody now, and teach people how to actually do it in a way that wasn't so complicated and try and dumb it down, if you might say, for everybody.
Mariko, thank you for sharing with us those, like basically why you became a business coach in some of those early stages. And with being a business coach, you could find so many prospects, which again is why I bring up this idea of rockstar prospects, which you talk about in greater detail. But I'm wondering if you could share with us a little bit, how we do find those rockstar prospects, those best prospects, instead of just prospects?
Just anybody. Yeah. It's really important. You know, everything that I talk about is because we've actually tested it out ourselves. It's not theoretical. So I always say, learn from somebody else who's gone through the trial and error so you don't have to. When you're trying to picture the rock star prospects, you really have to think about who your ideal client is. You got to think about who you want to work with. You have to think about who could use your services and your products the best. Now, ideally, when I sit down with a lot of our clients, I always get the same answer, right? It's always like, oh, anybody and everybody, my business is awesome, my products are awesome. But when you really, truly sit down and think about it, that's usually not the case. Usually there's one type of person that comes to your business over and over again. And that's a really great way to segment where to start. And then you have to think about, okay, what are the pain points that this ideal customer is having, and why did they reach out to you for a solution? And so if you can break all of these little steps, we actually have a chart. We call it the target audience chart, where we go through and we say, okay, list the demographics of your target audience. And it's very cut and dry: gender, age, potential income, if they have a certain type of job, what's their job? Are they a mom? Are they single? Like very, very, like a list of different demographics. And then we go through and we say, all right, what are their pain points? How can you be the solution to their pain points? And then what kind of social proof do you have that you can provide it for them? And what type of, we call it the offer or incentive. How can you lure, how can you incentivize these people and draw them into your business? So a lot of attraction marketing as well goes into this, but it's something people don't take the time to sit down and think about. It's much easier to appeal to one type of person than it is to everybody. And so it kind of comes down, there's a saying that goes, you know, the riches are in the niches. It's good to figure out what your niche is and then to really go after that and market it.
And I really like how you mentioned, like you want to be focused on the prospects you reach out to, because you don't want to reach out to everyone. You just want to reach out to a few people. And I feel like some people, like, a little bit understand the idea of like reaching out to prospects. Like LinkedIn's one place you can go. There's social media just in general. There's like, and it's not just social media also, it's making phone calls. So there's like a lot of different ways to reach out to prospects. But
sure.
How can we get better at putting in the work? Because I feel like that is the most important part, putting in the work, but how can we get better at it?
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. That's the step one, right? Things just don't fall on your plate. Like you have to go out there and put in work, which you would think is pretty easy and, you know, a no-brainer, but a lot of people don't realize what that entails. I find the best way to be most effective in your efforts is to come up with a game plan. So whether it be that you go out on LinkedIn and do prospect mining, or if you go out and do resume mining online, if it's following up with leads that you have or current clients and customers, you got to get really organized, schedule it in your day, and kind of map it out and plan out what you're going to do so you can allot that amount of time. Because let's face it, we're all busy, right? We all can find plenty of things to fill our day. But a lot of those things that we fill our day with aren't revenue generating tasks. And they're a lot of busy work. So if you can eliminate the busy work and really focus in on tasks that you're going to make money from, that's where you'll see a lot more leaps and bounds with trying to get more clients in through your front door.
And I mean, again, like I really like that theme of putting in the work, because it's something where like you just have to do it. The importance of it cannot be understated. But one of the dangers of putting in all this work to reaching out, prospecting, serving the people who you have as clients. So like there's a lot of work that you do have to put in, but how can we continue to put in high value work, like growing our business while having time for our families and friends?
Oh boy, that is the age old question, right? I fall victim to being a workaholic myself. For me, what I've found is it's setting boundaries. And it's also the schedule. I live and die by my schedule. I pretty much have my whole day mapped out from the time I wake up to the time I go to bed. And I try and follow it as closely as possible. That way, I allot times in. I know that from let's just say from 3 to 6 o'clock, I do not work at all because I want to pick up my kids from school and I want to make dinner. And that's my time to spend with family. But I do know after 6 o'clock, if I haven't gotten certain things done and I need a couple hours of time to squeeze in for work, I will allow myself, you know, an hour or two to do that. But it's not making, I never make exceptions to that, because once you start making a couple exceptions, more and more start creeping in. Pretty soon, somebody else is picking up my kids, we're grabbing fast food on the way home, and, you know, I'm constantly working and I don't see my family. So having boundaries and not really bending the rules, for me, that works.
And I mean, the boundaries are very important. And one of the things I do want to ask is, how exactly do you enforce those boundaries? Because, you know, at some moments you and can like maybe spend an extra hour. And then, like, as you mentioned, when you let more and more people into those boundaries, they start to disappear. So how can we stay firm with the boundaries that we set?
By letting other people know your boundaries. So that's the biggest one. You got to share it with everybody. My husband knows that, you know, from this time, he knows exactly what I'm doing and he doesn't ask me to do anything else. Our employees or people at work, they know, don't text me, don't email me. No, they know that between those, that time frame, you know, I'm busy. And if they need to get a hold of me, they can wait till six or whatever time it is after that. So it's letting everybody know and then proving it. So sticking to it. So if someone does text me at 5, I'm not going to answer back until 6. And just not bending, I guess. Otherwise, as soon as you open the gate a little bit, it's just kind of like the whole floodgate opens and you no longer have a boundary anymore.
And like, I really like that idea of telling people about the boundaries, because they're not going to know what your boundaries are unless you say it. And if they don't know your boundaries, then they think it's like 7 p.m., 8 p.m. or fair game. So it's really good to let people know what those boundaries are. But I'd like to shift a little back to the business standpoint, like finding those great prospects and converting them. And not everyone's doing that. Some people like they just want to figure out how exactly to make the magic happen. So what do you believe holds most people back from finding and converting the right prospects?
For sure. We have a very systematic process, mostly because we are actually training people how to do it as well. So we have to keep it really simple and very easy to follow. So we've actually broken it down into 4 simple steps. We talk about branding your business online. Then we talk about the traffic and funnels. And then we get into sales. So those 4 components right there are actually the start to finish of online marketing, lead generation, attracting the right people, and actually profiting from it. So just getting into, let's say, the traffic side. So the actual generating the leads, we primarily use Facebook, and that's what we teach. We've tried out lots of other social media. We've done Google AdWords, and it always points back to Facebook as having the best ROI. You can get the, I would say, least expensive leads through Facebook. And so that's what we teach other people to do. And it's simply going out and putting an advertisement on Facebook. So it's like when you are looking at your newsfeed and you see a sponsored post come up, that's an ad. And then learning and teaching people how, okay, what do you do after that? So teaching people to incorporate a sales funnel, which is kind of a big word for just the step-by-step process of where to lead somebody online to actually turn them into a client, turn them into a purchase.
And can you talk a little bit more about your Facebook ad? Because some people may be wondering, like, what kind of landing page do I lead them to? Do I lead them to a free 30-minute or something else?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting how complicated people actually make it, but essentially how the whole process works is we put an ad out there on Facebook. using a very targeted demographic. So like we talked about before, you just don't throw it out there to anybody and everybody. You only want your ad being shown to people who would be interested in your business. And then we send them to a landing page, lead capture page, opt-in page, whatever you want to call it. They're all the same. And that's where it's almost like a sales page, a very mini advertisement, where there's a form where they can fill out their name, their email address, and their phone number. Ours is we have people register for a webinar, but it could be for pretty much anything. It's where the person could actually fill in their contact information, where they actually turn into a lead right there. From there, it can split off in many different ways. Like I said before, we do the webinar. So people would actually then register for the webinar, they'd watch the webinar, and then decide from there whether they want to sign up for our business or not. Other people, if you have like an e-commerce side where you're selling a product or you want people to purchase something right there, you can drive them to like your website where they can make that purchase or watch a video. So lots of different ways of doing it, but the basic idea is having a Facebook ad, sending them to a place where you can capture their information, where they turn into a lead, and then trying to get them to, like, what's the purpose? What's the point? Either purchase something or fill out an application to work with you. We love the whole model of the application so we can actually talk to the client because we don't want to work with just anybody and everybody. And we do more high ticket as well. So it's a little bit more difficult to get somebody to spend a lot of money online than it would be if you were marketing what my daughter loves, squishies, right? For $5, a little bit different of a strategy for sales on that.
And it's interesting how you mentioned webinars as one approach, because a free 30-minute call, I've seen a lot of that. You get the call, you have an idea of the coach, but with a webinar, you get an idea also of how much value you can provide, and it's a much easier format to scale. So definitely a different way to think about approaching prospects and getting people into the door, getting people to become clients. But one of the things that I also wonder is that I know that, like, on any journey, like, there are ups and downs. Like, there's a lot of backstory to each person that we don't fully, like, get the whole picture of. So with that in mind, I'm wondering if you could share with us one big challenge that you faced in your journey and a powerful lesson you learned during that challenge.
Oh, there have been so many. being a business owner, man, sometimes you feel like you're on this roller coaster of a ride. But I would say one of the biggest obstacles that we have faced so far is when we first launched Yubly. When we were getting started, we had this amazing idea and really didn't know exactly, we didn't have anybody telling us how to take this amazing idea and transform it into a business. So it took a lot of time and money that we weren't expecting. It took about, in the end, we owed about $200,000 just to get our business launched and work out all the kinks on top of what we were funding from personally, what we were funding as well. And it took us about a year, year and a half to really get everything up and running and cranking to what we wanted it to be. And not ever having a startup company before or starting one, you know, I found the stress of the financial debt to be really overbearing and overwhelming. And having to make a lot of painful decisions about, you know, the business and the lifestyle. But it kind of came down to having a dream, having an idea, making sacrifices in your life to obtain that goal and obtain that dream. And, you know, if I learned anything from going from that whole process, that it does take time and it does take money to actually get to the spot where you want it to be. And it takes a lot of drive and determination. There are a lot of times where I wanted to throw in the towel. I wanted to quit. And, you know, we had failure after failure where you had this great idea, you launched it, and it didn't take off. But if we would have quit during that year and a half, 2 year process, we wouldn't be where we are at today, which is a good spot. And it was worth all the struggle and all the pain of going through it to be able to end up on top. And I'm reading a book right now that's like 3 feet from gold. You know, you never know when you're going to hit the gold, but as long as you know you're going to hit it at some point in time, you just have to keep going and keep focusing, and don't lose faith and don't quit.
I really love that message. And like a journey, like challenges are going to come on the way. Like a lot of us have dealt with many challenges. It's all about the mindset you have when you are approaching each challenge. I mean, Mariko, she could have quit when the going got tough, but she had this idea that something big is going to come out of this. And she kept going. She is where she is now because of her persistence and her ability to not give up even after one launch didn't work, another launch didn't work, but finally like, things connected, and that's how she is where she is today. And Mariko did mention a book for us, and I'm wondering if you could also mention two more books that you believe will have a positive impact on us.
Oh gosh, yeah, books are huge. I just started recently getting into more books. I was actually looking at your bio, and you're trying to read 10 books a month. That's a very big lofty goal. I'm trying to just constantly read for an hour or two a day, because I honestly, truly believe the more you read, the more you will be successful. It's like the one thing that all highly successful entrepreneurs have in common is they read a lot. So if I had to recommend, I love the book 3 Feet from Gold, one that has actually allowed me to double, I can actually say that, to double my income in a couple months, is called The Answer by John Assaraf. And I give that to all of my clients that first sign up, because it made such a big difference in our business, and it's about mindset and thinking correctly. Let's see, Brian Tracy, I just finished his book, Goals. It's an old one, but it was good. It gave me a whole perspective on goal setting and how to do it. I love it when people actually give me some direction and exercises of what to do to achieve your goals.
Mariko, thank you for sharing with us those great book recommendations. All of those books will be in the show notes, markandbirdie.com/E253. I'll also throw in two more books in there, Content Marketing Secrets. You can get that free. Just pay for shipping, markandbirdie.com/book. And Podcast Domination, the book that I am currently working on. And you can get that in the show notes as well. But before I wrap up this episode, Mariko, I've asked you several questions throughout our time together, but what do you believe is one question that we need to be asking ourselves more often?
Oh gosh, that's a good one. I would say to find your purpose. What is your purpose? What are you trying to truly achieve? And to think about how, if you're doing it, and how you can actually start really achieving your purpose in life.
Mariko, thank you for sharing with us that great question, all of your great insights to our time together. She actually has a simple but proven system for any entrepreneur who wants to learn how to use social media to grow their business. And Mariko, I'm wondering if you'd go a little more into detail about that, how they can learn about that system and just some of the ways that we can find you.
Oh, yes. So if you go to our website, which is youbly.com, youobly.com, there you'll see a lot of signups. We are prompting you to sign up and watch our webinar. And the webinar that we have really gives a lot of great tips on the little things that you could be doing right now, how to start generating leads online, especially with social media. And then it also gives you more of a glimpse of our step-by-step program of, you know, what you can look forward to or things that you should be thinking about on how to market your business through social media.
Mariko, thank you for sharing with us that resource and all of your great insights throughout our time on Breakthrough Success. It was a pleasure to have you on the show.
Yes, thank you. The pleasure was mine. It was fun. Thanks, Mark.
How does over 100 retweets per day sound to you? My free ebook, 27 Ways to Get More Retweets on Twitter, has you covered. I use the methods within this ebook to get over 10,000 retweets every single quarter. To learn